to me. Episode 136. I told y'all I'd be back. I jumped in the casket, but I told you I was going to come back. We are here. It's your host with the most, Nerd Nash. Coach Marley in the building. Miami Marley in the building. We had another one for you. I forgot. It was something new. Dang, I can't remember. But he's in the building.
I don't know.
Majestic Mix Master Meese. MMM.
MM.
In the building. Looking good. Scarf on. Today will be amazing. Hoodie on. Good Russell sweats. Russell sweats.
Where you get them?
Yeah, I saw the tag. I'm like, oh, that's Russ.
You got that on from the flea market?
Good socks on. We are feeling good on a beautiful Monday afternoon. To everybody listening to us in the present, hello. If this is 20 years in the future, how are y'all doing? Thanks for checking in on us. Oh, man. A lot went down since we've been gone. Happy to be back. How you feeling, Coach Marley?
Shit, I'm good, man. Feeling good. Fresh out the gym.
Fresh out the gym.
And fresh from the post-workout meal.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here sipping. You see what I'm sipping?
You drinking muscle milk now?
You see what I'm sipping?
You getting all chemicals, man. You don't need that.
I'm on that juice. I'm juicing. I mean, I ain't drinking these all the time, but I just added this to my meal.
I'm mad I ain't get a shake, though. I needed a shake. Guess what I added? I added a fucking Patron margarita.
Today?
With my shit.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
After the gym?
Yup.
You in the church loaded early on a Monday. You start. Hey, start your week off how you want to start it.
Hey.
You smiling, so you
That's
feeling
all
good.
That's all that matters, man.
You know, we are here in the church. The sun is shining in the church. Last episode was a little dim, but we back.
Yeah, we had to put somebody down.
I put myself down. And I did it for the culture.
And somebody went on the roof where it was safe.
We going to get into all that. Thanks for checking in with us. I'm feeling... Meese, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Everybody's feeling good. I'm feeling great, Coach Marley. American Dad season ends next weekend.
For good?
Till maybe like August.
Mm.
It was another great season. I made it. My mental health is still intact. My pocket's a little shaky, but I survived. One last weekend. We ended it in Philly.
Mm.
So 3 days, close. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This the big one. This where the D1 after.
So you staying in Philly or you going to go home?
I'm just be going back and forth. You know what I mean? So pop out. If you want to pop out, celebrate the ending of another American Dad season. This was a long one, too. This went through the winter. I was grinding.
You was traveling. You ain't never traveled this far.
I was grinding every other weekend. So that feels good, man. We got... Coach Marley, we got all summer free. That could get dangerous.
Listen, I'm on the path right now.
You on a righteous path?
You see me. You see what? Me walking the gym. I'm in my path.
We was just in the spot together now. We just had a filthy Sunday.
It wasn't filthy though.
No, it wasn't. We kept it calm.
We kept it calm. We was disciplined.
I'm proud of how we.
You see how I move?
I think we growing up and becoming.
I know when it's time to go,
better
dog.
Men, yo. We kept it real clean.
Yeah.
It was a clean.
It could have got ugly from where we was at. We played it cool.
I like how we did that.
We arrived.
Church, we changing, yo.
Yo, we wasn't the first motherfuckers there.
Listeners, I can honestly say I'm proud of how we did it, yo. We went from spot to spot, kept it calm, didn't do too much. The shots was limited.
We didn't go. It was fine.
We were sipping mixed drinks here and there, smoking, not bothering nobody. You know what I mean? We went to 411. We didn't start mingling in sections and shit.
We didn't get harassed by bouncers for the first time ever.
That's a fact. I think our energy was so, I think people could tell we wasn't for
they, and they just let us in. They didn't even charge us. That was a surprise. I was like,
I was surprised. So I said, damn, for free? So we had, yeah, that's good, man. That's how our Sundays should be.
Yeah.
From now on, yo. Just have started calm.
It was calm. Nobody was hungover.
Yeah, nobody went out bad. Good night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so, we played the Blanca for a little bit.
Did a little hookah. Did a little
aux, testing our playlist, getting our playlist ready
for the summer.
What was on there?
Well, I was controlling. You know, I always got the good playlist in the Blanca.
I'm trying to remember what you was doing.
I was just all over.
Yeah, but you was saying in a certain lane, though. I forgot who it was, though. You was playing.
It was Future, Boss Man, D-Lo.
You fuck with Boss Man?
I fuck with Boss Man, D-Lo.
You know what's crazy? Because I would see his clips on TikTok, and I find myself being like, oh, he kind of said some shit. He got a weird flow.
Yeah.
It's a weird flow. But it's a new generation flow. They all off beat. Most of them. The young niggas.
He used the beat right for me. Pause.
That was a weird pause. That was a good pause.
You gotta catch yourself, man. I ain't saying the other thing.
I'm gonna check him out. His whole album, all right?
You gotta go back to the shit before he got famous. That's where you could say, all right, he hot. His beat selection is like that, and he don't waste the beat. Like, he get right to it in his raps.
I'm gonna check him out.
Boss Man D-Lo.
You seen him.
He's on that probably, Florida shit.
You probably seen him. You probably swiped up.
You heard his song?
Meese heard it for sure.
The song where everybody said, I was bad in school. Now I got about to
see him.
I was bad in school.
Where are you from?
He's from Florida.
I thought he was from like Alabama or something.
What's the name of that song?
What the fuck is that? Get in with me or some shit.
I don't know the name of it.
Want to boss up your life?
When it drop in the spot though, it's undeniable.
Yeah, you can't deny it. Yeah.
So I'm gonna check him out. So Coach Marley, Mixmaster Meese, last episode. We had a funeral. The game was looking shaky.
Some shit we've never seen before.
The game looked shaky. It was so shaky. Everyone came to the funeral thinking we was going to throw J. Cole in the casket. But what did I say? I said, nah, stall him out because something's up. Let him live. I told y'all what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop in the casket on my John Locke shit. I'm going to go back to the essence and see what's going on, Coach Marley, and what happened.
What you go back to?
I went back to DJ K Slay, the drama king. I went back to when niggas was 20 deep in the studios. I went back to Pac. I went back to Big. You feel me? I had to put my spirit out there, and what happened? Shit got out of control. Hip-hop is back. Beef is back. Pause. So after I jumped in the casket, Drake drops the push-ups joint. How you feel about the push-up joint? First of all, hold on. Let me say this right now. I got this box in my hand. I need you to take off your Drake hater hat and put it in the box.
I'm not a Drake hater.
I'm just saying we need you to be fair.
I'm about to be fair.
We about to go through all these events, and the church got to break it down. So I need you to be fair. I know what he did to your man. I know you still want to get at him about that. But I need you to be fair right now. He drops push-ups. Comes out of nowhere, leaks. Pause. People think, I thought it was AI, yo.
I thought it was.
When I heard it, and I heard them, it was them lines.
The simple shit.
I'm like, this sound like somebody trying to be Drake said this, wrote this.
That's why I ain't feeling this.
The jean rip line, the size 7 shoe. It's another line in there. It's something else in there.
Pip squeak.
But I'm listening. I'm at the volleyball joint when it dropped.
Oh, shit.
But I got the Apple joint. So I'm listening. I'm like, son, this ain't right. This ain't, this can't be real. Then, you know, I got intel. Oh, we're going to get to that later, but I got in secret intel both sides.
You got inside men?
I got a couple of inside men.
Pause. Oh, I set you up.
I got him. So when it dropped, I reached out and I got the word, it's real.
So why he denied it at first? Or
did he didn't say, that's what I'm thinking. He didn't claim it at first.
Who leaked it? Did he leak it?
I don't know who leaked it.
So he the one leaked it.
Nah, it leaked some other way. He sent DJ Academics the new mix. He sent the Academics, maybe, I don't know. Was it a couple days after?
Why they keep sending their music to these geeks, man?
This is the new era. Respect it, coach. Disrespect it. We growing up, we got to see the game change. I know you miss Cosmic Kev and everybody we had back then. The mixtapes, the best of. It's over.
It ain't even that. I want the artists put the disc out. They self. Like,
yeah, I mean, I feel
and then now
that,
shit leaking. Like, how this record leaking?
But
come
it leaked.
On, that's weird.
So, what did you think when you first heard it? Did you think AI?
I didn't click on it.
You just thought it was bullshit.
Once I heard a little bit of it, and then it said this might be AI. I didn't tune right. into it until the official thing dropped.
So how you feeling it? After a few, I'm sure you got a few listens.
Well, he changed some lines.
The
AI version.
He took some stuff out.
Yeah.
I don't remember the AI ones. Version. He changed the beat up.
Yeah.
Remember the first beat had like that get money. It had that get money shit in there. What you giving it?
As a diss record?
As a diss record, as a record, as
a diss record, I'm giving it I give it a 3.
Out of 5?
Yeah.
I think that's about what I'm about a 3. I might be like a 2.8, yo. I thought it was light. It just
nothing he's saying could crush nobody.
But I respect the people that say
you just saying gossip and spilling club secrets. That's what his raps is.
See, but
club
more,
and section secrets.
You said section secrets.
Yeah.
Section talk.
Yeah. Section secrets. That's what we calling it. Section secret raps.
That's you. You got to coin that. You got to tweet that because somebody gonna try to jack it.
Yeah, they be still a lot of my slang, man. It's all good.
Section secret raps. Yeah. So I mean push ups. I give it about a 2.9 out of 5. I just think it's just now. You know what? I give it a 3. I ain't gonna play a hate like that.
He should have never said nothing back. He letting the internet hype him up.
He fed up. They've been doing this back and forth forever, man. Let's get to it.
But then why are you trying to act like you waiting for him? You the one been popping the shit first.
I don't even know who was first.
He started.
So I ain't gonna try to cap like I know. I feel like Control Verse started it all.
But he didn't come at niggas in Control. Drake was the only one that took it personally.
He really didn't. Damn, he just mentioned niggas. So,
nigga, Drake started it. He the only one that took it personal.
Now, I'm sure some people
everybody
might try
else
to dispute
just
y'all.
Said they raps back and keep it personal. He got coming at him.
Now, if y'all wrong, the listeners going to get
we
that
right. It's on YouTube.
But I never knew where it started. I just know they just
it started
shots.
From the Control Verse.
Yes, that's when he said on the BET, John tuck a sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
And then they've been dissing every time.
All right, so he drops that. They say it's real. Something in my spirit still say it's a piece of AI in that. It's some AI somewhere in that.
That's,
I could be wrong.
I don't like that. See,
I could be wrong, but
yes, AI like in it. When he put the fucking you talking about the next song?
Nah, the push ups, John. I feel like
the other song.
We gonna get to that. Yeah. We gonna get to that. But one thing, you remember months ago when all them AI Drake songs was dropping?
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind. Like,
Drake
that
took
was
all
for
them
no
songs.
Reason, yo. That didn't happen for
see,
no
that's
reason.
Why I don't like this.
I don't know what part it plays in everything. But
every
fishy.
5 years,
it was
the,
just
the
fishy.
Rules be changing, and white boy be the first one to get the advantage.
All right, so boom. Speaking of white boy, Rick Ross drops right after push-ups. Rick Ross drops.
Nah, Rick Ross was before push-ups. Wasn't it?
No, he was after.
He was after.
He was after push-ups. See, I'm not.
Come on, I got the timeline. He drops. He drops.
Oh, yeah, because he did say you leaking records.
Ross drops champagne. What was it? Champagne Moments?
Yeah.
I think it's fire.
I fuck with Ross.
I feel like it gave you that feeling of mixtape beef.
I'll give it a 4.5.
I'll give it a 5.
I might give it a 5.
I'll give it a 5.
Because it was perfect because he had the skits.
He got right at him.
He got the cover. He had the cover art.
Got right at him.
He talked trash at the end and then went back to rapping. That's the perfect diss song.
I was feeling that.
The only thing about it wasn't disrespectful enough to get the perfect 5.
Because he really...
He keeping it still playful.
He just rapping.
Right, you know, exactly. It's no street
shit. It ain't no street stuff, but if you want to play the funny games, Ross going to be a comedian with you.
So he drops that. And then from there, they had the IG wars, the memes going
Rick
up.
Ross won that.
And I wasn't mad at it. I saw a lot of people tweeting, oh, this is getting corny with the... But I'm like, I'm feeling it. It's all hard. Nobody going to get
nobody
hurt.
Nobody getting stabbed up. Nobody getting slapped.
So I'm not mad at the jokes and the... You know, they comparing each other houses and... Rich niggas roasting each other. So I'm not mad at that. I'm proud of Ross
for he held his like own. Yeah.
He held it. And when I talk to my grandkids, I can
he
still
showed say
that
his he
name
can be
like,
funny right, exactly. During these times and still.
He ain't washed.
Yeah, he ain't washed up.
He gave us humor, bars,
and
real
something
talk.
To talk about, yeah.
I ain't playful mad. Playful disrespect. Give it up for Rick Ross. That was a great showing. We're gonna get to Chris.
His name not Chris Brown. I want y'all to stop calling him that.
What's his name?
Chris Bloody.
All right, Chris Bloody. We'll get to Chris Bloody. So after Ross and the IG wars, we get Metro Future. They double back. We still don't trust you. Everybody waited up late for it, thinking it was gonna be more boom bap battle rap.
I was disappointed.
And they came out with melodies. And I was happy. Nigga, I was on my couch happy. Like,
Bar,
yeah, let's go.
Man.
I was like, fuck these
I
niggas.
Was upset, man. Look,
I know when you heard that first melody. You
bro,
said, what the hell
I'm in the freezer, dog, at work. I'm like, all right, I'm about to turn up.
Oh, you thought you was about to lock
in? Yeah, because in the freezer, you can listen to your music because ain't nobody coming up there checking on you right. To make sure you ain't listening to music because it's cold as shit. So I'm like, Future. I'm like, all right, we get the same energy. Let's go. Come through. I'm like, oh, all right. First Joel, he got maybe intro singing. And then come next one. The next Joel. I'm like, oh, my God, bro.
Nope, faked you niggas out. I was happy he faked y'all niggas out.
He ain't start rapping till the end.
That's what I was waiting on. I wanted Hendrix.
But he should have called the album something else.
But it worked with the album. That we still don't trust you. That's directed towards the women, really.
So that's
that.
The women version, and yeah. We don't trust you. Is the street?
Is the niggas?
I understand it. Hey,
you see how he freaked it? Cause you see, he had a girl in there. Do you? What's he say? Do you trust
just
me?
Just trust me.
So they dropped that, and on that one, ASAP Rocky on there. His diss. I thought his diss was whack, yo. I don't even play that song on there. Yeah, I feel like he had no business getting in this.
I mean, but Drake.
He did. He got his hit back. Okay, I respect that.
So that's what we. Your
I
man
respect
dissing
that.
Everybody. Why you?
He
mad?
Got his hit back, but I just ain't like his verse.
Yeah, his verse. He just
style wise, I didn't like it. No disrespect. He got his get back though. He said what he had to say and keeping it moving. Yeah. Go back to his wife and his kids. Keep it moving. So that, did you like it? How would you give it out of 5? The
what?
Rocky verse.
I ain't
ASAP Rocky.
To it.
Oh, you ain't listen? See, nobody, we giving it a 1. We giving that shit a, me said 2, but I'm saying 1. Then shit turn up. This is the thing. I think this dropped around maybe midnight. Drake drops the Taylor May freestyle. He used the Pac voice filter, the Snoop voice filter. He's rapping from their perspective. He's begging Kendrick to come out. Come outside, do it for the West. Then his third verse, he talked to Kendrick Soul. Said, nah, nigga, you ain't running this time. Come outside.
But he ain't never run.
But he gotta talk his talk. He gotta make it sound good. Let me tell you something about Drake, Coach Marley. And this is what a lot of people not.
But even... you can't, he be saying lines that be going for him. Actually,
what you mean?
A lot of shit he be saying the raps, he really be talking about himself.
Listen, what he, this and this goes into what I was about to say to you. This is what a lot of people don't understand, Coach Marley. He is low key sneaky in the battle rap culture. He's in love with it. He be fucking with Twerk and Mook and all them niggas, so he know how to battle, Coach Marley. He know how to say stuff against him that you might say to him, counter-writing. He know how to be, he know how to be crafty with this shit.
But he got too much shit on him, bro.
He do.
That people didn't even, some people didn't even talk about and rap about.
He trying to get in front of it.
That's why he trying to get away. Yeah, no.
But if Kendrick can make it spicy, it won't work. But it's on Kendrick. Kendrick got to make it. The pressure's on Kendrick, yo. Because Drake out here just giggling and laughing.
Drake need to just chill, fall back now. Because Kendrick, that Kendrick song everybody waiting for, that ain't coming to the album. And then it's going to be like a 6-minute song. Watch.
Listen, man. I'm going to tell you something.
6 minutes of death.
And this is a church exclusive. This is a church exclusive. Get your clips ready. Clip it. Get your phone ready. Screen record. You know I got intel on the inside. I got people on the TDE side, on the West, and I got OVO people. Okay? And I'm going to give y'all a bomb right now. I talked to somebody very reliable in the camp. And they told me it's going to get bad. When Drake dropped this, what he got? It's gonna get ugly.
For who?
For Kendrick, for his supporters, and anybody backing him. I'm just telling you. Now I know they OVO, so they could be putting the sauce on it.
Of course.
I know that. I'm just letting the church know. I'm never gonna get info and not tell the church.
Listen to me. You believe in Drake and his ability, his raps?
I do. I ain't gonna hold you, yo.
Now, from these disses.
From what I've heard so far.
And what you heard in all his sneak disses. And
When he really grabbed the pen and get wicked, he...
But how are you saying he grabbing the pen when you think some of his shit AI?
Just from how it sounded, I thought it was AI.
See?
The sound of it. But when he gave us too many examples of when he really go in, he can go in.
He ain't gonna have nothing that's gonna put him down, bro. You just gonna have like
see.
I said.
We just gotta wait and see. We don't know what Kendrick could be so quiet because he know he got a rocket and he just letting all these niggas crash out. Nigga might have a whole album dedicated to Drake, just clowning him. We don't know what, you know, he one of them type niggas. He make a whole, he concept might have a movie album. With this shit.
That's what
he's gonna have a concept album.
So you don't know how he cooking, man. I heard he cooking. Now let me tell you what I'm hearing from the West. He cooking, but he ain't in no rush.
That's what I'm saying. This dude tactical. He don't gotta go.
Like that is bubbling, and he's really no, his shit, his words still hurting every day. His words, you feel them every day when you wake up.
What words?
You just walking around doing shit. You all hearing part of his verse.
Listen, when I be in my head in the gym, I be like this, nigga. Bomb.
It ain't a day that went by where you don't randomly think, damn, that nigga ran that shit. or you just get reminded you hear it on something like, damn, this shit's still bubbling. So I mean, it's getting crazy. But I fuck with the Tailor Made John. I fuck with that more than push ups.
I don't like. I don't
just
like,
how he talked to him.
I don't like the Tupac stuff.
Then he used the fake Dre beat. It was poop, but that, I think he knew it was poop. He just was, he really disrespected the West on the low. Then your man Snoop, he posted an IG acting like he didn't know what was going on. Knowing damn well he said okay, he okayed it.
He ain't okay yet.
He okayed it, yo. So you saying Drake did that and that's how Snoop found out
Drake
from phone calls?
Drake don't need these niggas' permission.
He don't.
So you think he, hell no. Drake ain't asking for permission.
You don't think he asked Snoop?
Hell no.
So he did it behind Snoop back.
It ain't about, he just, they ain't behind it back. I did it right there. I did it right there. All
right. So what we giving it out of 5? I'm giving it 5, yo.
I
really
gotta
liked
listen
it.
To it again.
I thought it was crafty and clever.
I give it crafty. It's not, I won't, clever.
I tell you what, you know, I won't give it 5. I'll give it a 4. Because I'm not going to bump it. Like, it ain't a song to bump. It's just he put a message out and kept it moving. But I like it over push-ups.
But what was your angle with that?
By having he really just trolling him and teasing. Now I don't want to say tease, but he just poking at him. Like, come on.
But you think that really was going to bother? That's what I'm saying. You ain't.
It might not
bro.
Bother him, but the way he make it look, it's a bad look. But Kendrick could be in the type. I would believe Kendrick the type to be like, he don't really give a fuck. But how it's looking, it's just like, damn, Drake calling you out.
He's silent as a mouse.
He
dropped his verse and disappeared.
He disappeared.
He ain't say
he
nothing.
He ain't said nothing. He ain't like the nigga tweet nothing.
It's going to be a long day, man. I'm telling you, bro.
I wonder what these...
He letting the geeks hype him up.
I wonder what these niggas got, yo.
Drake, just be quiet. Don't do
But you know what's so crazy? My OVO sources, I respect the game so much, I didn't even ask what it is. Mm-hmm. Once they told me it's a bomb, I said, say no more. So I don't even want to know the ending.
It might be...
I want to watch the movie.
A club banger.
I don't want it to be, well, if it's a club banger, it ain't going to be potent enough.
Because that's what
he
got to
lock
is
in and turn the
ain't
light.
Push-ups a club banger?
It might. It kind of is, yo. It kind of is. I can't even lie, bro. They got the
same. But that shit ain't better than like that.
Oh, hell no. No. Out of all the songs throughout this fuckery, and fun and beef and
see, you should have just
like
made
that.
A song.
No, I got like that number one still.
You should have just made a song and pop shot on there like that.
He should have just bombed on him from the gate.
Who?
Kendrick should have just bombed on Drake from the gate, yo. But then I would have put that's too much jumping out the window.
Nah, this little tackle, he baiting him in. That's what.
So you think Drake baiting him? You think that Drake think he baiting Kendrick, but Kendrick
yeah,
really baiting
bro.
Him. I can see that.
And really saying
this the first time he asking for it, yo. He never been this
smoke. Yeah.
He never talked this heavy, yo.
He tried. He always was being like, I don't want no trauma.
That's what
but,
make me think
but
he
I'll,
got
but
something,
I'll step
yo.
Up.
When you got something, that's how you acting like, nah, nothing could beat this. But you don't know that.
But he always pump faking like that, though. What happened to the Pusha T John?
When yeah, that was questionable. It's talks of he had it.
It was gonna be. It was what the nigga.
Jay Prince
nigga,
said it was gonna ruin families.
It was tasteless.
You know what? Jay Prince hasn't said nothing yet. Why Jay Prince quiet? Has anybody asked that? We ain't seen no Instagram posts from him.
Cause he ain't trying to deal with that Cali shit.
Hmm. We'll see. All right, so then after Drake Taylor made freestyle, I guess it's a freestyle. Kanye drops his Like That verse. Even threw a shot at J. Cole. I like the shot that he threw at Jay. J. Cole deserved. He gonna get his smack.
I deserve that, Kanye. You dig
in now. Nah, because he remember what Cole mentioned him a couple years ago.
What did he say?
He put him in that verse where he was I forgot what he said, but he got at him. Yeah, he got at Kanye the false prophet.
Kanye said, I'm getting my hit back too.
While you down?
Everybody getting revenge.
I'm going to kick you while you down.
J. Cole ain't worrying about that shit.
So Kanye did that. I thought it was odd. They took it off YouTube.
They did?
It's off.
Why?
I don't know. But it's off. So he dropped that. I thought it was odd. I mean, it was entertainment for a Saturday afternoon. You know what I mean? So he did that. I give it about a, I give it a 3.5 out of 5. So he does that.
I give him a 3.5 too. I don't like how he changed the beat. You always trying to do that. The fuck are you doing?
You know he gotta try. You know
he trying to make it his own. Mm-hmm. He trying to make his own so he can get tickets.
Then after that, Coach Molly. Damn, what kind of weed is that? That shit look crazy. I'm sorry. My fault. I got distracted. So then this morning, I wake up and I see a Kanye interview.
Oh.
With your man.
Who?
Justin LaBoy.
That nigga's not my man, dog.
Your man, nigga's Justin LaBoy. He got an interview with Kanye. Kanye says Future called him up and pretty much said, come on, let's all get Drake.
I think that's cap.
And Drake and Kanye said he's excited for the elimination of Drake. He said he wants them eliminated from the game. Now, is Kanye capping the Future? Is that how Future approached them? Or he putting his own hate on
him? Future ain't called that nigga, dog.
Niggas was hitting me like, man, that nigga lying. Niggas on Twitter like, man, that nigga lying.
He probably was calling Metro.
Metro probably asked him to just do something, but he adding all that extra.
Yeah, he probably talked to Metro. He ain't talked to Future, dog.
Future ain't telling him no weird shit like that. He the mastermind of it.
But who knows? But Future was on the song.
Nah, yo.
Future, and he had a new verse. Yo. You heard it, right?
I ain't believing it, yo.
So that was AI too?
No, I'm just saying. I don't think Future playing. I don't think Future hit Kanye like, yo, we all about to just get. We getting at this nigga.
Nah, he ain't do that.
I can't see him doing that. Yo.
Kanye just spicing it up.
Kanye always trying to do some. See, this is where I'm stuck. I'll be with him through all the shit he do, but this was some bullshit.
That's why J. Cole went back to the roof.
Listen, yo, and this would make me think, Coach Molly. What do J. Cole know? He knows something that made him say, you know what? Nah, I don't. Was this something he did? Did Drake tell him something? Did Kendrick tell him something? Yo, what if Kendrick hit him like, listen, bro, this shit that I got for Drake, you might want to step back from this shit.
I'll come at you too. You know I don't care.
But he might have played him something or showed him his plan. Like, yo, I fuck with you, Cole. Like, you my man through this whole our careers.
We ain't got no.
But you might want to step back. Or what if Drake hit him like, listen. This is how I'm coming. So if you don't want to stand beside me on this, tap out. Because I'm tired of these niggas disrespecting me.
Well, he already said he didn't know that, so you got to count him out.
He didn't know what?
Drake. Oh, he didn't know that. He already said, okay, I don't know why Kendrick.
Well, that don't mean he didn't tell him something, though.
No, he already said he don't know why J. Cole apologized. So,
okay.
That canceled him out.
So maybe his son Kendrick told him.
Yeah.
Ain't this like a good movie?
Gotta let the movie run.
Listen, nigga, I'm on the case. I wake up every morning, I'm on the case, yo. I want to see what's going on.
You on your wire shit?
Hip-hop is changed. We watching this shit change.
50 years.
When the smoke settled.
Why went 50 years of hip-hop? When
it got to change. It's
years,
time.
They trying to change shit.
We need a rebirth,
destroy
yo.
It.
For the last couple of months, even years, we've been complaining about what the fuck's going on out here.
Who been complaining?
We all been complaining.
I ain't been complaining.
It's time
about
for
the
a
rap.
Reset.
Have you been complaining about the music?
The music been weird, yo. Drill and all
I
that.
I haven't been complaining about the music.
I listen to jazz.
Bro, we needed this reset. When the smoke clears, somebody ain't gonna be standing. Somebody ain't gonna be the same again. And we gonna move into a new direction.
But who next? We don't have no new hot people. So you gonna destroy what's left?
We already damn. Well, I won't say we about to lose Diddy, but Diddy damn right now. We about to, one of our goats is about to be taken out.
Who?
Either Kendrick or Drake. One of them gonna take an L and ain't gonna ever look the same again, bro. This ain't one of them lollygag ones. This for the title.
It's too much money on the line.
It's a lot on the line, yo. Culture on the line.
I think Drake need to just just chill, man.
You always telling niggas to chill.
You got a bad feeling.
It's not gonna end good. This is looking. It's too much shit going on. Out. It's too much stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the bars and the music.
Yeah, now you're starting to see. Now they're bringing up the Jewish.
Yeah, Jewish. Yeah. Like
anti-Semitism.
Yeah, come on now. Then you got the media, all the platforms. They getting inside information. They clicking up.
Yeah, that's what I don't like, how media people choosing sides. You supposed to stay neutral and report what's going on.
That's why you can't trust all these sites be spreading false shit about.
Because I'm seeing West Coast DJs, they tweeting like the Canadian. I'm like, you a DJ? You supposed to be loving the music.
And more than likely, y'all was Dickie and Drake. See, they're the Canadian.
And then you got the Drake. Oh man, nigga. You say something about Drake bad on Twitter, bro. You're done. Your mention's done.
He got bots and everything.
So this is getting good, man. I sacrificed myself for the sport. And look what happened. I guarantee by the time we put this out, something new. Cause Academics said he got a bomb waiting.
Who?
Academics. He said he got exclusive.
See?
Well, you know, he's speaking through Academics right now.
And who's speaking with Adam 22?
I don't know. Adam 22 fucking with, I just seen him in a pic with Hassan Campbell.
Oh, shit. I seen that pic. Hassan Campbell had them nasty Tims on. Ew, my nigga.
He an old street nigga.
That
man.
Show you that you was fucking with Bombada. Them ugly ass boots.
Oh man. So that's what's going on. Any predictions, Coach Marley? What's next? What happens next? What's the next step?
Kendrick ain't responding to the album, so.
So whatever, however long that is.
So expect the concept album.
We calling it now, concept
and
album.
And he gonna have the destruction to the death of Aubrey or some
the
shit.
Destruction of Aubrey.
Elimination, like Kanye said.
DOA, Destruction of Aubrey.
Yep.
The album from Kendrick coming. He gonna piece this. He gonna break him down. Yep. Might shoot a movie, a documentary.
Might dress up as him. Never know.
I'ma say, I'ma keep it a buck, man. I think the Six God got something for him, yo. Six God fed up. He been punched on and beat. He pushed and killed him. He tired of the talk. I think he gonna lose it.
So he didn't just go out with a bang.
I think he might go.
Everybody.
He might, yo.
Everybody that has something to say. I'm calling everybody names out.
Just crash out.
Yeah.
You rich already. You
did
got
it.
You did it all. You could crash out and just say 50
years
it.
Of hip hop. You went out with a bang.
He had about almost 20 years of dominance.
You gonna play all your songs. You can't keep making the same songs.
I feel he might as well. I feel, you know what? That's how I'm feeling. Crash out.
Bomb on everybody.
Crash out. If you lose, you take it. Fuck it. Crash out.
That's why I think he don't want to lose.
He don't want to lose, yo. Yeah, he don't wanna lose. That's what's scary. Kendrick never felt that L. So it's like Drake know how I feel to be laughed at on the apps. Mm-hmm. Never look the same.
But don't
again.
Last. Nah, bro. The
every time that
pic
pop up,
bro,
with him with the black face, that's forever, yo.
But the only people that react to is black Twitter. His white fans don't never say nothing about the picture.
What can they say?
They really can't.
It ain't offend them.
He feel that blow every day, man. He feel that blow all the time. Pause. He want to be loved. He an artist. So when the people hating on your art, it hurts.
So why he be moving like that? He don't move. You want to be people that want to be liked by everybody is be humble. He don't be humble. He try to go straddle the line.
Listen, man.
I saw something, y'all. It said, you see how all the women rappers, they was coming at Nicki Minaj, mm-hmm. like, or how she came into the game and she ain't like nobody.
Who?
Remember they were saying Nicki wasn't helping younger artists.
Like she wasn't.
So everybody was like, this tweet I saw, they was like, if she acts like that and everybody want to come at her, this is why can't we do this with Drake?
Like why can't all the artists come at Drake?
Yeah, because like he must have did something. That's why everybody's coming at him. Just like Nicki Minaj is doing stuff.
They might just be tired of his business practices.
Yeah, you getting over. You getting all the perks. We doing the same shit.
This shit deep, man. This shit deep. It's like a movie. It's like a drama.
That's why my man went and said, I'm going back on the roof.
J. Cole ain't want no parts. I don't forgive him, though, but...
I forgive him.
I don't forgive that nigga.
I went to the basketball court. He was getting played.
Yeah.
Sympathy plays, like you said.
No, they was playing ball to him. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the most I could do is I didn't throw him in the casket. I let him live. Because we the church. We knew... Something told our spirit he ain't belong in there. And look what happened. He's looking like the smartest right now.
He ain't said nothing since.
He ain't say nothing either. I want to know what he know. Somebody got to get the big interview. I want to know what he know. Because he tucked away. He like, nah, yo. I can't get in this one.
He even took the song off. That's some shit.
Took the song off. No, he don't even want no revenue off it. He don't want no traces.
It never happened.
Y'all heard it, but it ain't.
It ain't real.
It's the Mandela effect.
Oh, man. This is getting good, man. It's going to be good. So we got our eyes on it. We'll see who's going to come out. This going to last all through the summer. It ain't over. It ain't close to being over.
Nah.
This might go all the way through album. Election season.
Until that Kendrick album come, whenever it come. Cause that's who else. That's it. Ain't nobody coming out. Who you anticipating?
Future drop. So it's
Future.
Like,
they Gunna. Might as well let Future rock out.
Gunna. That's it.
I ain't hear no shit from Dirt coming out.
Little baby working on stuff.
See, what's scary is Drake thinking about the song he got. Kendrick's might. If you sitting on an album like you say. An album could swallow up a whole good song. That's the scary part.
That's what I'm saying. You don't listen. Drake showing his hands too early, man.
This shit crazy, man. You gotta be strategic. Letting the internet
pipe him up, man.
He might have to work on something. He might have to give us something too.
Who?
We might need a quick project from Drake.
Nah, just go away.
There ain't no going away now, nigga. He in.
No, go away until somebody else pop out and say something.
How much waiting he got to do? They just bombed on him for two albums.
Who?
Future and everybody. He going to let them bomb on him
the
again?
The whole album was about him?
No, but that first album, it was shots at him throughout the whole album.
So, but who is beef with?
Then the second album, you got The Weeknd singing and dissing him.
Yeah,
then you got A$AP Rocky on
there.
Well,
you got to get them out. You just wrote a rap about them.
That wasn't enough.
That's why I said we said.
That wasn't enough. He need to bring everybody down, single piece by piece, song by song. A$AP, you get a
that
song.
Ain't his spirit.
Future,
he
you get a
got
song.
That. He don't got
Ross, you get a song.
He don't
Weekend,
got that.
You get a song.
He don't have nothing. What can he say about these guys?
If you a good rapper, you can make up some shit.
You can't make up nothing. Dude.
Just say it good.
Nah, bro.
They all know secrets about each other. It's the industry.
Nah.
They all could say some slick shit.
They don't know. Niggas don't know niggas. Everybody's secrets, dog. All
right, so we're going to keep an eye on that. What we doing with this Chris Brown and Quavo? Chris Brown
Bloody,
smoked
man.
Them,
Chris
yo.
Chris Bloody. His name is
bro,
Chris. Why he come out like that? Dude, why?
I don't know why. How it started.
I don't know why.
Tell us, Mies. Who started
some
it?
Women. It's always some woman.
Chris Brown was like real close with Quavo. Like they was like best friends type shit.
Oh, come on.
And then Quavo started messing with Karrueche. And then it all.
I understand that.
Well.
I mean, R&B nigga ain't gonna like that.
Hell
no. You fucking with his women.
You ain't supposed to mess with your man.
Well, yeah. That's
how
the
nigga shit.
That's why niggas be breaking
the bombed codes. On that nigga bad.
That's why he said, I'm gonna break your face.
I don't even know what Quavo can say back.
He can't even got he the don't skill.
Yeah, he don't got it in him.
See, Chris Brown do what he is. Chris Bloody, I mean.
Quavo just gotta take that L, yo.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Well, it's nothing he can say.
Yeah, he was on a voicemail saying you ain't want no smoke. And Chris Bloody just said, fuck
cops.
That.
Yeah, Offset called the cops on Chris Brown.
Offset? Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
When?
In the DM. He said Offset was like the police on the way.
Oh, that's nasty.
Because they know Chris Brown crazy.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Let's go into the starting fives real quick, man. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
Three weeks.
We got Misa number one with 134 points. Marley in second place, 119 points. And now I'm in third place with 116 points. Can I get a pen, Coach Marley? You got a pen? My brother?
Should be one down there.
All right. So we got Meese team up. Caitlin Clark. Number one pick. She lost the chip, but she got to the chip. Got the number one pick. Nike deal. All kind of deals. Hate more hate. You know what I mean? Give her 10. Easy 10. No need to even explain. Mace. They've been dropping. They lost. Rest in peace, OJ Simpson. They lost OJ Simpson. They did put him in a good light before he was.
I gotta watch that. I ain't
before
see
he one. He on a bunch of them.
No, I'm talking about the episode that you're talking about.
But we lost OJ and he was a big part of their show. So you know what? I'm gonna give him I'll give Mace a couple points. Just cause they, you know, they show OJ love before he passed away.
I'll give him a 5.
All right, 5. I respect that.
Yeah, OJ.
Yeah, rest in peace, OJ. Issa Rae. Oh, Coach Marley. 1, 2.
Suiting up. Get yeah, one.
It's all right. LaRussell. Did I just see he dropped like a H-Town song? Some Houston song. Some song dedicated to Houston. Then I seen he got some kind. I don't know if it's a deal, but he got some promo with Crocs. He did a promo video for Crocs. What you want to do, Coach Marley? He be moving, yo. I can't hate on him.
You saw a little kid.
I say 5.
I don't know. What? So that's on y'all.
All
right, I don't be seeing this nigga shit.
I follow him, so I'll be seeing this shit.
Meese
herself.
Y'all follow people on my team?
I follow everybody.
Oh, you follow people on my team?
I follow everybody. Oh. I'm watching everybody.
Oh. Oh, I ain't following all right,
Majestic
none of y'all
Meese. Majestic Meese. Majestic Meese just shot. You just shot a movie. Didn't you just go shoot a film, a short film or something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I just followed the boy.
She just shot a film in VA. Yeah. And she got plans to do. She hitting the road soon. She's hitting the road soon. I about to say, that's why I didn't want to give him the wave yet, but she got something coming. What you want to do, Coach Marley? I was thinking like a 7.
Who?
Meese.
A 7? I'll give a 5.
5?
And I went viral.
Come on, Coach Marley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I seen that. I'll give it a 6.
6?
Yeah.
You said 7.
I said 7. Yeah, we go with the highest. Yeah, we go with the highest.
7, man. Damn, Coach Moore. you a rough. You league rough.
All right. My squad.
I
do it at the end. My squad, Dame Dash. Come on.
I've been seeing him.
He just dropped an episode with Math Hoffa.
Yeah.
Nah, Math Hoffa, the rapper, battle rapper.
He did?
Yeah, my expert opinion. He dropped one. Then he did one with the dude, PBD.
The white
guy? He like Indian. That joint got like 900K views. He on there arguing and talking his talk. And he was just in Chicago fighting for the rights of a Chicago youth prison. Mm-hmm. He was out front with the people protesting and all that good stuff. What y'all want to do with Dame Dash?
I say 7.
Coach Molly?
I'm giving him... I got to see the stuff. So I'm giving him a 6.
All right, 7. Shannon Sharp.
He's been quiet.
He's been quiet, but he's been real quiet. But he is 2 million away. 2 million views away from having the most watched interview in YouTube history.
Mm.
That's big.
So come on. What y'all gonna do with Unc? Coach Marley.
Say 7. Been quiet, but he got that. I say 7.
I'm saying 6.
7. Come on, let's go. Action Bronson. He just dropped the wine. I knew y'all was going to try to get at him.
Let me see.
He just dropped the wine. Go check it. It's like the first one is the top 3 posts. He just dropped the wine. Him and some dude. Go ahead, check it. I ain't lying. I ain't capping. Check him out.
You know, he posting these New Balances where they at.
Respect his wine game, yo. Respect his wine game. Come on. We gave Issa Rae her points for her drink. Come on. Come on.
Y'all niggas be robbing Issa.
Come on.
I'll say a 4.
Coach Molly, do you got a score higher than that? Higher than 4? You looking at? You look like you filling this wine.
I give him a 4.
4.
Right. He just pouring it. He ain't saying nothing. He's drinking it.
It's the cover. The cover of it is like his face and some other dude face, some other white man. Future Hendrix. Nothing even need to be said, yo. He's the 5th rapper in history with 10 number one albums.
Mm.
Come on, man. Stop playing, yo. We heating up. Coi Leray. You know what? I don't like what she did.
What she did?
With Adrian Broner.
I like what she did.
You like what she... All right, well, I'm going to let y'all call it.
What'd she do?
She curved him. She did more than curved him. She told him basically, get the fuck out of here.
He has a case where he abused
a woman. See how women, they don't forget. I forgot all about that.
Too. He ain't really asked her, can you be?
You saying he told her?
He just said, be at my next show. Like, you so demanding.
So you saying she basically said, you creep ass gonna tell me?
It's like this, be at. No.
Nigga, ain't you the... Yeah. All right, see, now, see, me changed my mind. So she might get points for that.
I mean, it was rude, but it was like, it was...
Respectable rude?
Yeah.
Coach Molly, what we doing? Coach Molly wasn't feeling it.
I'll give her a 3.
What you say, Mies?
What else has she done? That's all we gonna talk about?
It. That's all. That's all.
She dropped pictures.
Yeah, I mean, she been cute, yeah.
4.
All right, 4.
I'll give her 4.
Coach Molly. All
right.
Tyrese Maxey. First person to average 25-plus points. First point guard, I believe, since AI.
Yeah. Just had 30, 33 points in the playoff game.
Okay.
It was a loss, but we bounced back.
I say a six.
I'll take that.
Which six?
Yeah. All right. Dr. Umar. He ain't been bubbling.
Yeah.
He just had the jersey on.
Give him a one.
One. Cam, I mean, we gave Mace five, so we got to give five. Cam
And he just
five.
Dropped a new freestyle.
He did drop a new freestyle.
He did. Yeah, it was
fresh.
Fire, yep.
Fresh off the press.
Yep. I give him a six.
All right, I give him a six. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good, see, that's a good call.
And he did commentary on the Chris Brown shit. You got to listen to that.
I see it.
He said Chris Brown need to be stopped.
Ruby Rose. Her name just started heating up.
Heat up more pictures
than
that.
Is he fucking with Drewski?
Is it for clout or is it for real?
Is it real or is it? But either way, they in the algorithm.
Yeah.
Four.
Four?
What? I was going to say.
I'm giving it a seven.
Nah.
Drewski
six,
big.
Six, yo. Six.
All right.
Six, yo. Because she hot. She all up and down my timeline. I ain't going to hold you. I know people arguing, but she's still in the mix. Kanye. I mean.
He popping back. He jumped in the mix. He in the
he
mix.
Jumped, he tagged himself
he,
in.
He came. He did tag it. He came out the crowd.
What you want to do, Meech? What's it worth?
I'm giving eight. I was going to say seven, but you gave me eight. Let's go.
Yeah, I would say seven.
All right, let's see.
Come out the crowd with the cheer.
Let's see here. Let me see. All right. In first place, we got Mixed Master Majestic Meese with 162 points. I'm in second place with 148 points. And Coach Marley is in third place with 146 points. He two points behind me. And you smoke, Caitlin Clark fucking us up. She might end up being Woman of the Year. She might be MVP, Woman of the Year. She might come out of the church with all kind of awards. At the end of the year, we're going to do our starting five awards. We'll hand out the championship, MVP, Man of the Year, Woman of the Year, Disappointment of the Year, Most Improved Player. It'll be a good time. So much could change. So much can change between Future. It's a lot of power players in the game right now on our teams. But it was good to get back in the church. It was urgent. It's a lot going on. If Drake, your favorite rapper, stay strong. Wish you the best. If Kendrick, your favorite rapper, we wish you the best. We're going to see who's going to come out the winner. And let's just enjoy this time in history, yo. It's a beautiful time. And all this, and guess what? No violence. Violent talk. Well, yeah. I can see again. It's a little spicy. We still in the early stages. Somebody going to threaten physical harm. Somebody is. It's just how niggas are. But we out of here. Make sure you follow CFTW Podcast. Make sure you follow me, Meese, Coach Marley. We on Twitter. Twitter on fire right now. So we on the timeline heavy. Make sure you enjoy yourself. Stay in the gym. Do what you got to do. Any last words, Coach Marley?
I ain't got nothing.
Any last words, Mixed Master? We out of here.
Is up. Yeah. Brown.
Dante, you
I was batting.
fucking school. Now I'm trying to dodge a semen. Just walked out the lavish store, pay a shoe, $12.50. You wanna boss up your life? All you gotta do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club, they know I'm a walking ticket. I'm presidential leaving the club, we ain't stopping at no lights. You wanna be a boss? You gotta pay the price. Left wrist on frost, look like a bag of ice. I'm driving a Bentley Bentayga like I don't love my life. I'm in that thing shifting, and I'm lane switching. Bitches big zombies, stand on straight bending. Ducking on niggas ass like Blake Griffin. He keep talking, bro gon' leave his face missing. Baby, these all white, these ain't no Hirachi. Bad bitch, 50 flow, ain't Hibachi. I got 10 missed calls, all my bitches mad at me. Valet Park Designer District, I'm going straight to gallery. Jewels fiending, yup. Phone ringing, yup. Niggas hating, yup. Jewelry blinging, yup. Jewels fiending, yup. Phone ringing, yup. Niggas hating, yup. Jewelry blinging, yup. I was bad in fucking school, now I'm trying to dodge a sin. Just walk out the lavish store, pay a shoe, $12.50. You wanna boss up your life? All you gotta do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club, they know I'm a walking tick. I'm presidential leaving the club, we ain't stopping at no lights. You wanna be a boss? You gotta pay the price. Left wrist on frost, look like a bag of ice. I'm driving a Bentley Bentayga like I don't love my life.